You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hello, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. And Happy New Year's, folks. It's 2008. Can't believe it. It's the year has gone. What can I say? I think I've gone myself. It's been a wild year for everyone. I think I've never met so many people that have had such a phenomenal time in their lives. It just blows me away. Just absolutely phenomenal. Now, I can welcome everybody. In both my rooms, I've got Pell Talk here, and I also have BBS Radio. I'd like to welcome you guys into the chat rooms. And also welcome folks that are here. We are into 2008. It is January 1st. And I'm pulling the first day into my show for 2008. Be honest with you, I've been actually running this radio program on my show for almost 2 years now. I think it's past that. I think I'm running into it'll be over 2 years now since I've been doing Ray Radio. That's on the internet. I've been doing paranormal radio for a long time, besides this radio program. I've been doing it on the AM shows. And I was just trying to think about what I should say today for the program, because there is actually somebody who I really do appreciate her in my I would say life at the time that she really passed me through to Don Newsome of BBS Radio. And also, I want to thank this woman who actually has, even though she's not here right now, she has passed away. Her name was Ariel Louise. Believed in the show that was going to become a success, and I'm really appreciative that she's actually made this all come through for all of us. And there's probably a reason why a lot of things have been happening in people's lives, and that is, we're put there for a reason. That's for a very short time. And Ariel was really fabulous. She actually helped a lot of people get started in the businesses, as well as, I'm just looking back in time here, this whole year was just totally phenomenal. We've lost a lot of really good friends. Myself, we lost some friends. My mom and dad passed away this last year, 2007. When you want to look at it being somehow it's sadness, but in a way, you're glad that your parents are no longer suffering through their age. And to me, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing right now. Now, I don't know why we're getting echoing and back feedback in off the radio, off the BBS. In the Pell Talk room, but if you guys are hearing feedback, let me know. We also have, I'm going to be doing readings on radio this year for the very first time for 2008. So if anybody wants to call in for a reading, they're more than welcome to. The numbers are on the Pell Talk room, but I will share with everyone in this room as well. The numbers are, in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227, and it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And let's see what else is happening here. Yes, I am streaming from BBS Radio. Folks, I am streaming from BBS Radio. Yes, I am. It's my first time for streaming, so we are improving all the time as we go along. We are getting better and better and better and better. You'd be surprised at what's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of this. We're actually getting, we have so many things that are happening in the future in this coming 2008. Myself as well, I'm actually doing, this year I'm working on putting together a TV series. We've got a lot of good friends that have actually been in the industry with me. We're going to be talking about putting something together on paranormal investigating. I've got some neat DVDs that we've made so far on some of our journeys. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's totally phenomenal. I just kind of, I'm just totally excited for the 2008. I'm sure all of you are looking forward to 2008. Everybody keeps on saying, you know, looking back and see if 2008 is going to be improved or improvement over 2007. Well, you know, whether we always worry about what's going to happen next in 2008, people are trying to make the time. So, and I think we have a caller here.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
This is Debbie from Selah, Washington.
Oh, hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So what's happening these days?
It's cold.
Cold.
It's snowing.
Yeah? Cold where you are?
Yeah.
Is
very
it wet or is it cold as in snow?
We have a little snow.
Okay. So what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, you said that you were going to give readings tonight.
Yes, I am.
And I wanted to know if I could have one.
And you're my first caller.
Oh, thank you.
For this first year.
That's right.
This is good. Where about you say you're from again?
I'm from Selah, Washington. I'm from the Yakima Valley area.
Oh, in that area. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
East side.
Yakima, Washington area. Okay. Cool. Well, let's see what happens here. What I have here...
Quiet here.
Is it quiet where you are?
Ah, it is now.
And can you hear me well?
Oh, you're a little fuzzy.
I'm fuzzy. See,
yeah.
My wife used to say that too, I'm fuzzy. let's see, I'll speak a little louder for you, my dear.
Oh, good.
Because your phone is a little bit wispy.
Okay,
like your
I'll
volume
speak
is a
up
bit wispy.
Too.
That's pretty normal. Okay, here we go here. Now, I've got a female here. I want to bring up a female, and I'm seeing that she's older because seeing her being like a grandmother, mother here to me has passed, and I feel that she's related to your father's side. Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. I have her here, and she's coming through for you, and she's acknowledging you right now. She talks about you sitting at the table or at the desk, and you're writing.
Okay.
Okay, so does that make sense at all?
Not a whole bunch, but
okay.
it might.
Do you have what you call a... I'm seeing the scene of, you know, those type of desks, the old-fashioned ones with the roll-top desk you ever had?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those in your home?
I used to.
Okay. That did belong to your grandmother, or was it yours?
It was mine.
Okay. Your grandmother was very fond of this roll-top desk for some reason.
Okay.
I guess it brought back memories for her.
Okay.
So there must have been something that she was quite connected to regarding this roll-top desk.
And if she had one, I would have been too small and too young.
Okay. Well, I guess whatever you had at the time, she was quite impressed by it, or it was important to her. I believe that what she's trying to point out to me, that if she shows a roll-top desk, it means that you're needing to sit down and start considering writing yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, what do you do for work?
I'm an accountant.
Okay.
And I'm also a mortgage loan officer.
Okay. Have you thought about writing some little stories, some little ditties of your own?
Yeah, I have thought about it off and on, but I've never considered myself a writer.
Well, don't be surprised. I've had people say to me they never consider themselves being a writer, and they still write.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll write a little story or a poem or something. One lady I did a reading for, her, and I told her I was here doing children's books, and next thing you know, she wrote four.
Wow.
It was just to give her a little bit of inspiration. Your grandmother comes into the sitting area where you do all your work, because she's around you quite a lot. She helps you deal with, I want to say, I'm being shown father as well, like your dad. Is your father passed?
Yes, he has.
Because it shows me she shows her father. Your dad's here around you as well?
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Okay. And also,
could you ask who's playing with the ceiling fan light?
Say that again.
Noise.
Who's flashing the lights?
Well, they're tapping on the glass on the three lights that are there.
Oh, tapping on the glass. That's your dad.
That's what, I knew it was him.
It was your dad.
I knew it was him.
Your dad used to do that when he was living.
Okay.
Okay, he used to tap on the glass to get your mother's attention. So he did it again when he's passed. They do that quite often.
Okay. I knew it was somebody that was playing with me.
Yeah, it's your father. He likes... Your dad also... I hope this makes sense, but he likes to play with your hair and give it a tug.
I've never felt it, but...
You know how you're sitting in the chair and he walks up behind you and give your hair a little bit of pull, like you know how you do with a horse and rein?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here you go, and he would shake your hair. Did you have long hair when you were a little girl?
Yes.
Like really long hair?
Up down towards the middle of the back.
Okay, and I'm also told here that your dad says about a pony. Now, this is kind of strange and dumb, but he shows me a little horse.
I have horses in my life.
All
the
time?
I've had horses for years, yeah.
Okay, he shows me this little pony, so it must have been one of your major inspirations that you've always wanted horses.
Oh, yeah.
That's why your dad shows me this little pony.
Wow, that's interesting.
It has a saddle on its back, so it means you're not riding the pony without a saddle.
Right. Is it English or Western?
Western.
Oh, because I ride English. That's okay. Dad wouldn't know.
Seeing, I think your dad may have done it Western first before English.
Uh-huh.
They've got you ride it as Western saddle first just to get the idea of sitting on it correctly.
Sure, and that was true.
Yeah, and then this is what I'm seeing here. He's also showing me outdoors, like as if I want to be a little child again. I'm all dressed up for winter, and I'm walking over this ice.
Oh, he used to love to be around water and used to go skiing around Mount Rainier.
But I'm also seeing him also, like he shows me you in the toboggan.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tobogganing a lot.
Yes.
He's reminiscing your childhood.
Isn't that funny?
And he says you either lost your red mitts, but you had a pair of red mitts.
I did. Mm-hmm. And
you lost them.
Many, many pairs. But, yeah, red is my favorite color.
That you said you had red mitts.
Yeah, I did it one time. Uh huh.
Okay.
I probably did as a child.
Yeah. You always had red mitts, I guess.
Yeah.
He shows me this, and he said you gave them away. You said they were lost.
Huh.
You gave them to somebody that was cold.
I don't remember that.
Okay. To me, it sounds like giveaway because I'm seeing you taking your red mitts and then let a little girl use them or for some reason.
Yeah.
You hardly had them on your hand sometimes. You would actually pull this rope. Looks like a toboggan, but the toboggan is more like a sleigh version. It actually has something
It was a type of sled that had the runners, and you would lay down, and a lot of times he'd have me lay on top of his back.
Okay.
And then we'd go down the front yard, and then we'd make a left-hand turn and go down the side yard, and then we'd crash down the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And it was red in color.
Okay, that sounds good. That's exactly how it works.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like it's the metal is red.
Yes, the metal was red.
Yeah,
correct.
Your dad,
a wooden base, with a red metal sleigh.
That makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. Wow. But that's nice to know that my dad is. I know he's around anyway. I can sometimes feel when he comes up behind me.
Well, your father goes into the bedroom a lot. When you're ready to sleep, he comes to visit you.
Yeah.
He says, don't worry about being alone.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not sure it makes sense to you, but he says, don't worry about being alone.
Don't worry about being alone. Well, I've talked with him. I think I've talked with him about 3 times in the afterworld. And his advice to me was, I said, what can I take from my world, you know, from your world back? And he said, play more basketball.
Play more basketball.
Because he loved basketball. He loved the Huskies. But what he meant by that was, you know, keep your heart healthy, keep your mind healthy, and enjoy life. Enjoy life, because that's where he, I mean, he didn't want to leave.
Oh, cool, that's cool.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave. He was fighting. He was fighting
well,
till his last
the fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's still doing the little battles in spirit.
Yeah.
Stepping up to the plate with everyone.
Yep, he loves to play.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm very impressed. I'm kind of blown away, in fact.
I'm glad you're blown away, I guess.
Oh, that's one.
You got blown away real good.
Oh. Anything else?
That's what I have so far, but your dad's coming through and just acknowledging the fact that he's around you.
Oh. Bless
yeah.
him.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was good. That's first person coming online for the very first time on this radio show, and not first radio show, but the first time for 2008 for Between Two Worlds. Yes, folks, I do work as a psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and I am taking readings. Anybody wants to call in toll-free, you can look on the BBS radio room, or you're in the chat room, or you can look up the numbers actually in the panel talk room, and they'll tell you exactly what they are. The numbers, I'll give you the numbers so you can actually write down the numbers so you can phone in toll free, ask a question, and also here they are, the toll free numbers. And in the U.S., get out your crayons, guys, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we've got another caller calling in. And who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Where are you from?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Cool. And what can I gonna do for you, my dear?
I just wanted a reading, please.
Okay. Anything specific that you want to ask besides?
Well, I've had, my daughter's had this little spiritual being that's in her bedroom, and I wondered if you could tell me more about it.
I have a male here behind me, or with you, by the way. He looks older. most likely, if your father has passed, he's the one that's behind, that's there in that house.
Okay, well, my father hasn't, but my husband's father has.
Okay, and I also have a man by the name of Walter. Who is he?
That's my uncle.
Okay, has he passed?
Yes.
He's the one that's in the house.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's the one that's playing around.
Okay, and he looks like a little red fairy or cartoon character.
He tries to create, he can do whatever he wants. He's good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
Okay. He likes playing tricks on you guys, too, by the way.
Yes, we've had the TV and different things, the toys go on and off.
He likes to actually, well, you know what, funny thing, I was going to say the TV, but you know what, I'm going to say he likes to raise the volume louder than it should be.
Yes, that too.
He says he likes to wake you up in the middle of the night just to play tag. Now, apparently he tells me that either when you're a little girl or someone, I'm being shown a little child that he actually used to play tag with, like chase them, pretend that he was chasing them, and they would run away from him.
Yes, yes. Oh, he was a wonderful man.
Was he the man that played horsey with the kids? They rode his back?
Yes. He had six boys, so he...
Okay. Was he also in the military? Because I'm being shown a man in uniform now.
You know, I don't know if he was. I know my dad was, but I don't know if he was.
Okay, your father has passed?
No.
Your dad's here?
He's here.
Okay. I got to hear, I'm being shown a man standing in uniform, and I want to say, as if I want to go into the British or the, like, English background or English family. I want to go to the UK.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I feel like it looks like the UK or Canadian soldier's uniform, not an American soldier. To me, it looks like I'm going to Second World War.
Well, my husband's father was in the Second World War.
Okay. Was he American or Canadian?
American.
Okay. It's so confusing to see the uniforms the way they look. By being shown, this man actually was in the Second World War. Now, that's his father?
That's my husband's father. Not Walter. Walter is my uncle, but my husband's father was in the Second World War, and in fact, we still have his uniform and saber and such.
Okay, that's why. And also, I have, I'm actually a very strong interest, here a word name coming from this person by the name of Bob.
Bob?
Like Robert Bob?
Okay, my dad's name is Robert, but he's still with
okay.
us.
Walter's calling out Bob. He just says Bob.
Okay, that's his brother.
Okay, he wants to say hello to him.
Okay, I will tell him that.
Okay. Hey, you're getting some really good people coming through right now. He's also, I'm seeing, I don't know if it makes any sense here, but it shows to me that there's like, how do you explain it? As if I'm actually going down the street, I'm coming out of a grocery store. Was there somebody in that family actually had a grocery business?
My husband's family was in office supplies.
Okay, because it looks like a small store, not very large.
Yes, small store.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a store in the front. They're around you all the time. They do follow mostly your father, but they do come around you quite often. Now, I'm hearing the word child. That means that there is a child that has passed your family.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to acknowledge this child to you to say hello.
And which child is it?
Well, it's got to be yours.
It would be mine?
Most likely, yes.
Okay.
And you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
And did you know that your daughter, how old is your daughter?
26.
Did she lose a child as well?
Yes, she did.
Because am I supposed to acknowledge this child to your daughter as well?
Okay.
Tell her that it's not her fault.
Okay.
Understand? Please let her know that. She thinks she's vitally, vitally important for her to know this. I also have a month of November to share with you. Either it's a birth anniversary, I'm supposed to acknowledge it, a celebrated day of November.
November is my daughter's birthday.
Okay, I'm supposed to acknowledge the birthday to your daughter.
Okay.
Okay, this comes from family.
Yeah, my daughter lost twins.
Okay. 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 Hope this helps a lot.
Well, it does. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. Good connection here, guys. There's a lot of people coming through, and they're doing quite well. Come from the other side. That's why I'm saying it's phenomenal, 2008. We're getting better and better all the time. We improve with age. I ain't going to talk about it how much. How old we are. Anyways. Being in this field, I mean, a lot of people don't ask me being in this field. Being in this field, what I do is as a professional medium, I've been doing it for a lot of years. I have a lot of fun doing it, working with people. Anyways, here we go again. We got another caller calling in, and who am I talking to?
This is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Nick from Costa Rica?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm wondering if you can reach my mother.
Reach your mother.
The way my health is going, I'll probably be able to be with her pretty soon anyway.
Okay, what's your mother's name?
Jane.
And you say your health is not doing that great?
Not very good. I had bypass about 5 years ago, and I guess I'm about due again.
Okay, let me tell you something right now before I go into your mom. Okay? You're in Costa Rica. You have access to the internet because you're on it right now, right?
Right.
I want you to, do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go to the website called the StraussHeartDrops.com. STRAUSS, StraussHeartDrops.com.
Okay.
Okay. And you get yourself on those heart drops. They're going to help your arterial arteries because basically I think even though you have had a bypass surgery, is that right?
Yes. Now I just had an ultrasound and I think some of the other vessels are plugged up in my heart.
Yeah. I would say your best bet to do is to get yourself on the heart drops. And to start taking the tincture, you do it 3 times a day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do it first thing in the morning, about a half hour before lunch, and then before you go to bed.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Okay? Guarantee it'll work. I know that because it helped save my life.
Yeah, I also have irritable bowel syndrome, which is giving
me
a lot of
problems. Then I would say, to get onto that page, these folks do carry alternative medicines. It's going to help you a whole lot.
Okay,
within 3 days, you know it's a big difference.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now, to make contact with your mom, let's see if she's here with me. Okay. I'm being told here, if this is your mom coming through, and I'm also saying father, I want to hear the word, I'm hearing the word father. I'm also, I believe this is your mom calling your dad, I believe. Is your dad still here, or has he passed?
He's passed.
Okay, I'm hearing the word father. I'm hearing also, hearing the word stroke, heart attack. That means that either your dad or your mom had a heart attack themselves.
Well, my father did, yeah.
Okay. Because your dad's calling the word father, and he had a heart attack. His also, he says artery, that means that he had the same thing as what you were dealing with.
Yeah, he's the same.
Hereditary, I'll let you know this. It's just improper eating.
Well, hereditary, but probably not eating well either.
Yes, I'm hearing the word improper eating, not enough nutrition.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. Your dad wants you still living. He tells me you're not leaving yet.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? He tells me he's around you a lot more than your mom right now. Your mom is still what you call recuperating.
Well, she passed a long time ago with cancer.
Yeah.
And
my father passed
most recently.
Yeah, it's almost like sometimes people pass through cancer, the body, the physical body goes through the, I guess you would explain this to you, the spirit sometimes takes on the trauma, that sometimes the spirit has to really rest, but it's not a rest as in sleepy, you don't wake up. Your father's saying your mother is just still enjoying her rest.
That was back in 1982.
She's not around you, she is, but she's enjoying her rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your dad's the main one actually hanging around you right now, more than your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom's around, but your dad's doing all the work.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
He tells me, too, to tell you this, they're getting along.
They're getting along? Yeah.
They're getting along.
And what about my stepfather, Raymond?
They're getting along.
I wonder how all three of them are getting along.
They're getting along.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Who was the guy that was actually the lumberjack? Who was the one that worked in the forest, forestry? I've been seeing trees cut
up. A grandfather on my grandmother's second husband on my mother's side.
Okay, so this is your granddad because he's coming through by showing himself cutting trees.
That would be, but he died a long time ago. I was just a little
kid. He's just coming through for a reason because he wants to let you know that he's there. And that he's around you, too. You got a lot of relatives coming through right now.
Well, most of them are on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you have a lot of relatives coming around you right now. I'm being told number 14. That means you've got 14 people in spirit that you know quite well that are actually around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say your best bet to do is look at a piece of paper or look at all the photographs. You probably count out about 14 people.
Uh-huh.
I'm also being shown here, too, an actually very old picture, a black and white. The car looks much older. I'm seeing the car rounded, like curvy looked. as if it's around the 50s or 60s. I'm seeing this man wearing a suit, not a perfect suit, but a suit jacket suit with a hat on. I'm not sure you call those hats, you know, your Bugsy hat, the Bugsy Malone type of hat. I'm seeing this man stand by himself as if there's sand in his eyes, as if his eyes are squinting. And I'm also seeing him actually as if he's close to the beach. There's actually shows me here that either yourself or someone here in the family had a very close connection to the beach, like water, lots of water, as if I'm in California. Who is it?
No, not that I know of.
It's on the edge. To me, it looks like I'm on the edge of the waters, and then yet I'm seeing a dock. What else would I say? A dock, and yeah, there's no boats. I'm just seeing water, lots of water near your family, like whoever, either your granddad or your father. One of the two is actually near the water, like next to be near the ocean. I'm not going to say the ocean because I'm seeing a dock.
Well, we used to go fishing a lot, but not in the ocean.
I'm sorry?
Freshwater lakes.
Yeah, probably. I'm hearing the water as if it's slapping against the docks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we fish a lot.
What your father may be pointing out is that sometimes it wouldn't hurt to get some fresh air and get out near the water like you used to. If you haven't done it, try.
Yeah.
Get out more often and go near the water.
Yeah.
Don't drown yourself, just go near it.
Yeah, I'm not a good swimmer. I did go down by the ocean about a week ago, yeah.
Oh, you were out the ocean about a week ago?
Yeah.
That's what your father's showing me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's showing me. That means he saw you there.
That could be, yeah.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
There it was. I knew it made sense. That's what he shows me.
Yeah.
Okay. He's around you. All the time. Now,
he had a lot of problems with both of my brothers before he passed.
Remember I said they're getting along. Like right now, all the people, like your dad, is whatever issues he had before he passed and issues that he had in spirit, he's getting along with everybody. He's working on all getting along with everybody. Those are his words to you to confirm the words, "I'm getting along."
That's good.
Okay. So whatever he did to you or anybody else in the past, your dad is trying to make up for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've forgiven him long ago.
That's why he's trying to help everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And your dad
you
said
don't have...
it wouldn't hurt to win the lottery.
Yeah, well, that would be helpful, yes.
So I would say that if you haven't got a ticket, go get one.
Well, I don't even know how to play the lottery here in Costa Rica.
Well, I don't know what it is, but it probably a pull ticket or something, but just give it a shot and you come across a lottery. But this is down the road. I'm not going to say gambling. I don't impress people to gamble. But I will say this. There, something will come up eventually on that part. But I would say right now to take care of your health and work on that first.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. This is actually getting quite good. This show is doing quite well. I guess people calling in. We're not getting bored. Okay. Anyways, I'm just doing some writing here, and oh my goodness, who do I see online? Aha! Guess what, folks? I got someone calling in right now. And who do we have here?
Okay, Dominic from London in England.
Hi, Dominic, and you're from London, England.
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, I just like to have a reading, I suppose.
A reading?
Yes.
One?
Sorry?
I can give you one, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Oh.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to ask you questions. I'm going to tell you exactly what I get here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's anything specific you want to ask about.
I'm not really sure, really. Maybe not. We'll leave.
Here we go. I got someone coming in right now. I'm also being told the name Father. I'm here, Father.
not
okay.
mine.
Your father's passed, or yes? Or
no, he's still alive. So.
Okay. Now, if it's not about your father passing, it's all to do with his health. Okay?
Oh,
you're showing concern about something regarding his health.
Oh.
So what is it he's not paying attention to?
I don't know. Maybe he's wearing himself out.
Let me share this with you right now. I also have someone coming through right now that's giving me a headache, and and they're telling me the way I'm seeing it, how it's come down from the front to the sides, that this person had to actually pass with a stroke, had dealt with a heart condition, stepped over. I want to say that if your dad does not start taking care of himself, he's going to have a problem with his issue with the heart. So it means ask him if he's taking care of himself more.
Well, he's eating well. I don't really know how to ask him that.
You don't know how to ask him that?
Yes, it's like how... I suppose he tries to do...
Okay, what you can do, and here's the thing what you can do, is... I mean, how old is your father?
Near 70.
About 70? Okay. Ask your father if he's been exercising lately or taking care of himself. You know, like trying some new things that will help improve his health more. That's very simple stuff.
Well, yeah, he's always gardening. He's always on his feet. He always eats well.
Yeah, okay. I don't know whether this makes any sense, but I have to bring up this person's passed over, and I'm also seeing there's this person, how he or she passed. They're not saying who they are right now. They gave me a heart attack as if it had dealt with a stroke, because I'm getting the pain in the head went down to the left side. Okay? And I have this lady here. She says it's a woman. I have her here with me. It's a very simple name, like Maria, Mary. Who is she to you?
Mary. I don't know that name. I had an Auntie Mary as a friend of the family many, many, many years ago.
Did you know her?
She babysat.
I'm sorry, say it again?
She babysat me.
She babysat you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she must have been older when she babysat you.
Yes, she was. She was quite old then.
This is not your girlfriend that babysat you. This is your babysitter.
Yes, long time ago.
Okay, because some girlfriends do babysit their boyfriends.
Oh, do they? Okay.
She's coming through right now to acknowledge you, to say, how are you doing? Just passing through.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Who we have also? Oh. I'm not too sure what this makes sure or it makes sense, but someone tells me here about a foreclosure. Are you talking about selling property?
Personally, not.
What does a foreclosure mean? I mean, it means like there's something being sold under you or pressured to do it. Under by whom?
I don't know. I haven't got any contact with anything like that.
Okay, I'm not extreme on this one because I feel like there's something to do with property or item, something that you will be acquiring to own.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. I don't, well, basically, personally, I couldn't even afford to do that sort of thing.
Like you're actually end up owning something here. You're going to be owning, like somebody's going to be talking about a selling a property where you may consider buying it. Because I'm also showing here something with radio as well, so whether you are interested in doing radio yourself or you're talking to people in some means.
Okay, well, if that happens, it's something not within my perception at the moment.
Okay. Stay with that. Just see what happens, because what happens is they show me these things ahead of time. So it could be like a week from now, a month from now, or 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Always email me and let me know and see what happens from there, because I always like people to give me updates.
Okay. Are you able to communicate with spirit guides? A spirit guide or companion of mine?
A companion of yours?
A spirit one.
Okay. And who would you want to make contact with?
Jemima Tryon.
Say it again.
Jemima Tryon.
Jemima Tryon.
I'm trying to work out if she is somehow connected with a semi-well-known actress from the last decade. So, from the last century, rather, I mean.
Spell me the word.
Sorry?
Spell me the word.
Her surname, T-R-Y-O-N. But she claimed that she used to be an actress, and there was someone that looks amazingly like her who had no information about the last 30 years.
I'm a try-on. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not getting that energy at all.
Try Christine Sims.
Christine Sims?
Yeah.
Has she passed?
That's difficult to say. You know, Jemima claims that's who she is, but then I wonder if I'm picking up the right information. Well, it's not necessary, I suppose. It's just one of those things. I'm testing out, see if I can, you know, calling anybody might be able to tell me.
Let me see what I can do for you here. If I get anything here at all. The only thing I have here, the word Christine Sims, is like I'm seeing a house, I'm seeing the house is empty. As if I'm looking out the window. Is she passed away or is she still living?
There's no information. I've been trying to find out for the last 1.5 years.
Are you trying to find her?
Trying to find out if she's alive or dead. If she's been dead, then Jemima might well be her.
To be honest with you, I don't think she's passed, but to me it looks like the house is empty. Possibly could be that she may have passed. I'm not getting here specifically if she has passed, lived, or passed. But
okay.
I do see the house empty as if she's looking out the window.
Thank
like
you very much indeed. Yes, well, I'm a bit worried about my father now, but then he does try to look after himself, but he pushes himself probably a little bit too much as a working. But
yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. That would be a more of a detailed look here. I'm not, I didn't feel anything there at all. But, anyways, just to let you know, I did my best for you. But if by some chance, folks, if you ever want to get a full-time reading with me, I do have PayPal on my website, and I could try and see what I can do for you, either online or by phone. That's rather interesting. Here. Anyways, we have another caller calling in.
Yes, hello, Derek. This is
Hi.
Marilyn from Illinois.
Hi, Marilyn from Illinois.
Hi. I would be interested to know if you could tell me who's with me from the other side, and
right
if there's
now?
any pertinent information that they could pass along.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I'm seeing a gravesite as if you either just recently went to a gravesite, someone who just passed over.
I did.
They're acknowledging you right now.
Really?
That you were just there.
I certainly was. That was my grandmother.
Okay. She's acknowledging you and saying hello, and she said thank you for being there for her. And she's actually saying that she's by your side. She's right now where she stands. She's right next to you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. She shows me the gravesite. She says she appreciates you coming around. The flowers are beautiful. She loves the flowers.
Wow.
Yes. I'm just talking to her. Okay, and she says when you were a little girl, she was more like a mother to you than your own mom.
Well, that was probably my other grandmother, but maybe they're together.
Yeah, probably, because this one's coming through saying when you were a little girl, she was more like your mom than your own mom. She would come around and help you.
So, is there anything else you're picking up?
Friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors?
second here.
Wow.
Friends and neighbors are the same. They're the same friends and neighbors. It's funny. Yeah, this is hilarious. Okay. Okay. They're saying you're working on a job search. What's going on here?
Well, I always have in the back of my mind change. But
okay,
I haven't.
You're talking about changing work, or are you talking about expanding your job?
Change.
Like trains, like three, like a 180, or are you going to go?
Yes,
through?
Like a 180.
Okay, what do you do right now?
I'm an engineering technician.
Okay. Okay, I'm asking here, what is she need to do next, guys? I'm seeing, okay. Well, I'm hearing the word books, so, I mean, it could possibly be a writer. No speaker, okay. Motivational programs. I'm hearing the word motivational programs, so it's something to do with your total change is actually giving people advice. It's almost like job. It's something that you would motivate public. That's how I'm seeing it.
Something
you're motivating public.
Do you?
I'm seeing a bookstore. I'm seeing a book written. So that means that you will be publishing your own stories. So you're going to be, by next year, if you put your mind to it, set your mind to it, you can be your first publishing success by next year.
Wow, that's quite a 180. Can I ask, are there other guides, like guardian angel guides? Are you picking up anything?
Okay, I will say this right now. I have someone here who had dealt with a heart condition, like a heart attack. I'm not going to say the stroke, I'm going to say heart attack. I feel like if I dealt with a lung condition, as if their heart and lung was giving them a problem really bad. And I feel as if it's almost like dad. Is your father passed?
No, but I've always had a feeling that a grandfather, a paternal grandfather, maternal grandfather that I only met as, or he met me when I was a baby.
Okay.
But I've had this feeling, both my grandfathers have passed, but I've had a feeling that this particular grandfather has been with me at times. But I don't know him.
This man, is like, he acts as if he's like a father to you as well. Like, he's very close. Like, most grandfathers, not every grandfather's close, but this grandfather is really protective of you. And
absolutely.
He's also said army. That means he tells me there's military connected to him somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that means he either one of the grandfathers here, somebody in your family actually was military army.
Yes, that's correct.
Who was that?
My maternal grandfather, who I really didn't know.
Okay, well, he's the one's coming through, and he's not acknowledging the word army.
Okay, so that would distinguish the two.
Yeah.
Wow, gosh, that's just great. Well, I'm amazed about the grave site, because that was amazing.
Yeah, they're around you all the time. When you think about them, they're around you. And they're saying happy anniversary, so there must be something here January, February, that you have an anniversary coming up for some reason.
I'll have to think about that, perhaps.
It could be a birthday. When's your birthday?
April.
Okay. They're probably saying it ahead of time. Just acknowledge that right now before it's too late.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, gosh, Derek, I'll have to listen to your program more often. But I know as soon as I hang up, I don't want to hog the time, but I just, can you just, they know I love them very much, of course. And
tell them that.
I think about them often, and sometimes, and I talk with them, and I guess, I mean, like people do, you know, with people that have passed over, just connecting.
Just finished telling me?
Pardon me?
Your grandfather just finished telling me, he says, I get an idea. Why don't you tell me yourself?
Yes, well, that's, I do that. I guess I just didn't, yeah, that's true. I know it's kind of redundant, isn't it? Okay, but before you go, what was the friends and neighbors? What, I didn't understand.
You got friends and neighbors that you once knew that have all passed away that are around you.
So there's a lot of people. Most people have a lot of people, probably.
Yeah. Once in a while, you got friends and neighbors that visit you quite often. Now, I'll got one more thing to say before you leave here, and that is I'm showing a huge empty field as if there's something to do with the military base. Were you living close to that?
No, but I own vacant land that I'd like to sell.
Okay.
If that's
the
field.
That's going to sell. Put it on the market now.
It is on the market.
Okay, it'll be success, and don't worry about the success of being not sold. It will sell.
Oh, well, that's especially good news. Well,
okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, that just made my day.
You'll get your money's worth. Don't worry about dropping the price.
Don't worry about what?
Dropping the price.
I already did.
Don't worry about dropping the price. It'll sell.
Okay, I guess I shouldn't. I should have kept it as it was. Well, thank you, Derek, and I wish you a happy new year, and you're great.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, this is pretty cool, guys. The show is running quite well. Everybody is just kicking their... Get her done. We're having a lot of fun here. Now, if anyone actually in there who wants to... anybody talking, little world? Anyone who wants to have a call in, toll-free numbers, and it's located here off the website. Basically, these are the numbers here. Get your crayons out, guys. We'll give you one more chance to call in. You got about another, let's see, about 6 minutes left to go. The phone numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, I always call it Canada because that's where I'm from, Canada, it's 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. International Alliance, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. This is a phenomenal day. I'm glad you guys are actually in here and having a good chat and talking to each other. And it's a good thing to have things going. And I'd like to thank BBS for actually assisting me with the mic and sharing information across the world for this radio, for this program. Between Two Worlds actually is doing very well. We have a lot of guests that come on our radio show, not just me being a psychic medium all the time. I want to thank all the guests that I've had in the past. And we do all types of international programs, everything from the paranormal to alternative health, right down to my Aboriginal culture in our side of the family. So we try to bring as much informative information, I do at least, from my side. I try to make it as totally as important as possible for everyone to share their wisdom as much as they can. I try not to get in too much into the science sense of it because, I mean, it confuses me. I'm not a scientist. I'd rather get into the spiritual sense of it than the scientific sense of it. And some people say, well, you got to try to confer the difference between science and God and that sort of thing. And, you know, my feelings are what I trust within my heart will always become successful. And I'm not going to worry about other people making their own decisions. But the thing is, one thing that what this show is really about is everybody making their own decision of what they feel is right for them. You know, like, this is what this whole show is about. It's something to share with you that there is information available out there. There's a lot of people out there that are good at what they do, and there's some people may not be good at what they do. But you have to make that decision. You filter what feels right for you. Like a little filtration system. And always trust the good heart that you've got, and good trust that gut feelings, because those are the ones that gives you the answers. And so, you know, here's a little bit of advice for you folks. If you're not too sure if you trust what is right and what is wrong, sometimes you can actually train yourself this way by saying, you know, if I'm getting a headache, that means something's not right.
And if you're feeling really good, it's almost like getting those butterflies in your stomach. And that's basically, that's what normally happens in this world. You know, people like to trying to figure what's right, what's wrong in this world, and what feels right, like what feels that great sensation. And I also like to say congratulations to my son and his girlfriend. I've got a new granddaughter, and her name is Kira Alexander Potts. And yes, guys, I'm a grandfather again, but I'm a grandfather to my son, and his name is Jordan, and I love my son. And I wish him also Happy New Year. So that's my best Christmas present, I believe, is our best Christmas present this year, was having a new granddaughter. I was all excited when I heard, yeah, it's real, it's, yeah, she's born. Ours. And it's exciting for me. And what can I say? How many people out there really have a, you know, we all have kids, and now we got grandkids, and now he gets to find out what it's like to have his own. You know, we always train our kids to have kids. Yeah. But anyways, there's all, next week, what we're going to do is, that's the, yeah, next week, we're going to be bringing in another great friend, and her name is Joanne Giroux. Joanne Giroux has been on my show before. Some of you guys have actually heard her on the show before. Joanne Giroux, she actually has a website called Between Two Worlds. She has a show, or, Ray, give it back, take it back, Derek, back up, volume, rented lips. She has a website called wildwomanherbs.com. That's wildwomanherbs.com. And she works as an alternative healing practitioner. She also makes tinctures and all kinds of things to help people in their work as far as health is concerned. She's phenomenal. And the things that she discusses about the things that she does and helps a lot of people dealing with cancer, dealing with AIDS, dealing with all types of viruses, programs, and detoxing. Looking forward to seeing you guys, or having you guys come on next to listen to us next week, next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's worth your while to listen in to, if you have any questions you want to ask regarding any health issues that you may have yourself, Joanne will do her best to give you a call or give you a hand to give you some advice. Her interviews with me is fabulous. If you want to check the archives, we do have an archive site on the bbsradio.com. And if you want to listen to some of the shows, that's available for you as well. Just go to the archives. We also have we've got a feedback page on my page. You can go to Between Two Worlds and the feedback, and you can always write down what you think of the show and what you think could you add on to something else. I'm always looking for something new and inspirational, so if anybody out there who's interested to do some additions, or if they themselves, too, have something important that would benefit the world or benefit the program, you can always give me a call. You can always email me at whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. And if you guys want to have, if anybody's interested in going through an interview, and I'll see if it will benefit our program or benefit the public, I won't mind giving me a hand. I like supporting the public. So anyways, folks, it's getting close to that time. And in the meantime, in the between time, it's it. And that is a great addition. Thank you, folks, for listening in. I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Be safe. Happy New Year. Bye.